Happy snowy and frigid Saturday morning, everybody. Welcome to the Snow and Espresso edition of the Mr. Styles Podcast, and that's Season 5, Episode 27, the week that was for February 12th, 2024. As always, thank you to my daughter for the intro music. Pause for a sip of espresso. Welcome to our Saturday morning podcast. In this episode, we're going to review the week that was for February 12th, 2024. We'll tell a dad joke, preview the upcoming week, talk about some other things, odds and ends for class, all of this, maybe more, maybe less, in this week's top-rated and award-winning somewhere on the internet episode of Mr. Styles Podcast and that. We'll be right back after this brief musical break. Sorry guys, that was a little bit longer. I'm spilling stuff all over the table here. This is craziness. I'm very klutzy this morning. I don't know why. Anyway, this is normally where I get into the student email of the week. I'm not going to do a student email of the week because we have been super deep in projects and I've fielded a lot of questions from you guys throughout the week. So I'm just going to go over those. Comments and questions, I'm going to summarize them here. The project deadlines are fluid. We're going to adjust them as needed as long as you're working well in class. If we need to take more time, we'll take more time. If we don't need to take more time, that's fine too. The deadlines will stay. Right now, the deadlines for the project and for the work cited are Wednesday at the end of the class period. That may change, it may not. We will see how that goes. The basic thing is, I feel it's more important for you to learn how to do this properly and create this project properly than it is to hurry up and get it done. So, you know, not all classes may have the same due date. That may change based on each class, but we'll figure it out. It's going to be fair for everybody. But for me, that's the important thing, is you learn how to do this properly. The MLA format, the creating the work in Canva, the research, citing the research, getting the proper images and making sure you have permission to use those images. That's the important part of the project, along with learning the content. But that's what we're focusing on. So right now everything's fluid, but we'll see how it goes. Remember, you guys can submit your emails about class to my school email or message me via Schoology. Put the phrase student email of the week in the subject line and then your question in the body of the email or message. Not only do you get enrichment points for your effort, but you get your emails read on this award-winning and highly popular on the internet podcast, Mr. Styles Podcast and that. I'm trying to track down Charlie because, well, Charlie was sleeping and so well-behaved until I turned on the podcast and then she decides she's going to roam about and wreak havoc. I think she enjoys that. So, quick general week in review. The week was focused on working on our projects. Everyone logged into Canva. You were able to do that. You were given, I showed you, I modeled up on the big screen how to choose a template, upload your pictures from your computer, and put them into Canva. So you guys started with that. We also reviewed MLA format. And we began creating our works cited, your works cited. I showed you the OWL website from Purdue, so you could just go right into their website, put in your URL. It created the MLA formatted works cited. You just had to plug in a few other things to look up if there was an author, and when you accessed that website, it does the website for you. You copy, paste it over into a Google Doc. Make sure you go to Format, Indentation. You choose Special, Hanging Indentation, and that will set everything up for you. If you need help, ask me. I'll work with you in class. We've been doing that all week. That is not a problem. Speaking of other things, a little retro. Check out the study skills resources in each class's Schoology page. Pause here for espresso. I had some good espresso with half and half from United Dairy and some sweet Italian cream mixed in. Hold on a second. I'll be right back. Listen to this. I know it wasn't time for a musical break, but Charlie was just put in timeout because she wanted attention and started chewing on the carpet. So that's done. We are back and we're going on. Remember the important class links and resources. There are study skills resources. Check those out. I also have a number of other things linked there in those resources. So if you want to look over anything, how-tos, check that out. I still have free pocketed folders and notebooks if you need them. Ask me about that. What else? We're going to go. You know what? We're going to cut this short because it is just one of those days. I was outside shoveling snow and it was just all ice underneath. And it's a cold day. I'm a little distracted. It's been chaotic recently. So we're moving on to your favorite part of the podcast. I almost said project. Your favorite part of the podcast in mind, the dad joke of the week. So, this dad joke of the week comes from my Christmas present, Exceptionally Bad Dad Jokes, So Frightfully Awful, Yet Wonderfully Spiffing, Volume 1. And this actually is true in my family. It took me 11 puns for my wife to finally laugh. Because no pun intended did. Get it? No pun intended? No pun, get it? Anyone? Anyone? No one gets my humor. That's a shame. Anyway. That is the dad joke of the week. Love the dad jokes of the week. We're going to jump into the next week's preview. It's short and sweet. Also, we're going to continue working on your projects, specifically finishing up any script changes you need. We don't have school Monday, by the way. It is President's Day, so you're off. Teachers have in-service. I will be there. Mid-grades will be turned in. And from there, let's just say if you have any questions, send them my way. I don't know if I can get to them because I'll be in meetings a lot during the day. It's in service. But Tuesday when we start back, finish, you know, working with your script. If you have to edit anything, if you have to add things, a lot of people's comments on their self-reflection were that, you know, they wish they had more information. You can change. You could add information, switch information out, add images, change images up until the time that you turn in your project to me. I'm not going to say, well, you know, here's what you said your script was and here's what you said. You know, you're allowed to improve upon it. And most people said they wanted to make changes and improvements. Feel free to do that. If you need help, see me in class. We'll work on that. And once we get that done, we'll see where things take us. So this week is going to be focused on the projects. And that's what we will be working on. What's up, New Brighton? We'll have a club meeting Tuesday morning. So I will see you during homeroom for that. This week, the school announcements are as follows. No school for students on Monday because we have President's Day, which means you don't have school. We have in-service. We'll be there. Check out What's Up, New Brighton, the internet show. It's informative. It's fun. It's student-run. We have our club meeting coming up this Tuesday. And you can check out the ebooks from the library. See Mrs. Berger, myself, or Miss D for details. We still have colleges and tech schools coming for your college visits. Please get those, check those out. It's good to see and see what different colleges and tech schools are offering and what they do. It's always good to get that information. Plus, it counts towards your college visits for your graduation and career portfolios. So, we're going to wrap this up here shortly. As we get ready to do that, I want to mention several things. The first, the ideas, jokes, comments on this podcast are my own, not those of any other entity or organization. If you get mad at something, please do not blame them. Please do not get angry with them. Send constructive criticism my way. If you like what you hear, send compliments my way. I appreciate hearing the kind words also. Also, I want to talk about several organizations and websites that do a lot of good for others. The first is PAECT, the Pennsylvania Association for Educational Communications and Technology. If you're an educational stakeholder, check out PAECT.org to see what's going on in educational technology around Pennsylvania, the United States, the world, and one day the universe. Join thousands of educational stakeholders to network and help strengthen the use of best practices in educational technology today. Speaking of PAECT, check out the PAECT Pod, a live stream and podcast where we discuss current events going on at PAECT, interview interesting guests, and share best practices and tech tools to use in an educational setting. The PAECT Pod can be found on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, Instagram, and anywhere else you find great podcasts such as Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Music, all those great places. PAECT, we are the voice of EdTech in Pennsylvania and beyond. Second is 211.org. You can dial 211 from any phone connected to the outside world or go to 211.org on any internet-connected device to find local social services in your area of the United States and most of Canada. If you're an individual or family in need, please reach out to this fantastic resource for help. Once again, that's 211 on your phone or 211.org on any internet-connected device. I've also added the website Days Like Today. It's snowy, it's icy, it's bitterly cold. 511pa.com is the place to look to see what the road conditions are like. They have live traffic cams on interstates and state highways. You can track the position of state snow plows on the roads. They have, with construction and such going on, you can see what roads are open, what roads are closed. Check it out. That's 511pa.com. You dial 511 on your phone or go to the 511PA app on your smartphone. Well, everybody, that wraps up this week's show. Enjoy the rest of your extended weekend. I'm sorry I'm a little scattered. It's not the caffeine. I'm just getting into my espresso. It's just been a crazy morning here at the Sow Cave. I will see you guys Tuesday. Any questions? Send me an email. I will talk to you soon.